I want to thank everybody at Zadie's Market in Canton because they stopped by this morning with a shirt that I can wear for Dress Greg and a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation, and they brought pizza. So thanks for the donation. Thanks for coming by. How is it?
The pizza is so good. They have regular pizza, bar pizza, but then they also have this cheesy bread that has pesto on it. I love pesto. It is delicious with dipping sauce.
Okay. Wiggy?
Yeah. Pizza happy? Really good. And they use like a little sweet sauce on the pizza.
Okay.
The New York style pizza.
I heard you say during the break that pizza is dangerous.
Yeah. Pizza is my crack cocaine. When it comes to...
Abits.
Yes. Abits. Pizza is crack to me. Pizza and Chinese food.
Leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
Yeah.
We are going to get the Hill Notes coming up in about 20 minutes or thereabouts. So you still have time to leave one of those on the Odyssey app. This is Brandon. Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, you know, this is for everybody, but I want to talk to Wiggy on this, you know, about the Celtics. You know, as far as the point guard issue goes, and everybody's talking about Damian Leonard, I think that's a scratch. I don't think you should go after him. But I was thinking about Russell Westbrook to run the show. You know, he feeds off energy. We're an energy guy. He's still a good, productive player. Averaged 13 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 44% from the field goal. So a guy like that, you pair him and run the show with Anthony Simons. You have White, Brown, and then try to go out there and get Zach Collins from the Bulls, and you have your big guy right there. So, you know, I want to know your thoughts on bringing Russ, man. He needs a ring, so you sign him to a 2-year contract, veteran minimum. That'd be like $7 mil. I'll make that deal.
Right. The thing about Russ, because Russ was just in Denver this year with the Nuggets, and he played a solid role for them. But there are a couple of times where he got in situations where he had some corner threes where, you know, the league is a drive and dish league now. Mm-hmm. And for me, I know he's coming off injury. Dame Lillard is a much better shooter than Russell Westbrook. And go ahead.
Real quick. See, I wouldn't be bringing in Russell to shoot threes. I mean, he's still good at attacking the basket and playmaking. And he's good defensively as well.
Right.
So occasionally I'll probably put him in a situation to shoot a three, but you have other guys around him where you don't even have to focus on him shooting threes. I think he'll be a good piece for the Celtics. He feeds off energy, and that's what we need. I think we need a guy like Russell, honestly.
He's definitely explosive, and he is somebody that can get to the rim and do those type of things. But I guess the question is how are you going to build your team? Are you going to build it where, you know, Tatum and Brown do that well? P. Pritch is a guy that can do that well. So do you bring in Russ, who, you know, that's really what he does? Or do you bring in Dame Lillard, who can be your point guard, but also can be in a situation where when you have Tatum and Brown getting to the hole, could be a guy that can knock down?
I mean, if you listen to the insiders, like, it sounds like the Dame Lillard here thing is almost a done deal.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but I guess maybe what's taking so long?
Well, but you're not that happy about that, right?
No, I like the Dame Lillard situation. Okay. I'm all on board because I look at this year as not really a throwaway year, but a year where...
I think they look at it as somewhat of a throwaway year, like a get-right year on the money side of things and the apron side of things, and then get ready for Tatum to come back.
Well, it will be interesting to see tomorrow because Mago will be in court because you'll be out, and Mago believes that they're going to flip Anthony Simon and trade him before the season. So if they do that, then that leads me to believe, okay, maybe they're looking at it as more of a throwaway year. But if you keep him, I think you still have a solid enough team to obviously make the playoffs, and maybe you can maybe win around.
And if you add one more piece, I mean, I think that there is, I don't necessarily think that Brad Stevens is ready to punt at this moment.
Well, he did say when we played the audio, and I think this was part of the Chisholm audio, he did say their biggest thing is when they get Tatum back. You know what I mean? He was talking about the money situation. But so maybe he might look at it like, well, am I really if I'm adding a piece, that piece is more for when Tatum comes back, you know?
You are being referred to as fraudulent by a texter on the Subaru of New England text line.
What's that?
The text says, stop smoking, brah. The league is a drive and dish league now.
That's what it is.
I think that's somebody who is bothered by the relentless three-point attempts that are made in the NBA.
But that's what the league
and
is.
By the Boston Celtics.
Right. Guys drive and dish to kick out three-pointers. And to shoot three-pointers. That's what the league is. Russell Westbrook is a guy who's going to drive, get to the rim, and try to finish. But when you look at it, I mean, how many times have we seen, whether it's, you know, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, or any player, drive to the hole, have an opportunity to make a layup, but yet kick it to a
or
corner.
Get fouled and then throw it out to somebody who misses a three.
Right. So if that's what the league is, and Tatum's driving to the hole, or Jaylen's driving to the hole, I would much rather have Dame Lillard spotting up in a corner than Russell Westbrook.
This is David from New Hampshire. David, what's up?
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
So I just had to chime in about what you guys were talking about with retired numbers. I cannot disagree with Shime any more than
everybody feels on the same
subject.
Way.
I don't need some people
on the text line.
There's nobody on the text line.
I feel like some teams, it's ridiculous. Like if you look at the Yankees retired numbers, what, 1 through 10 are gone. So they do have some funny numbers out there for their pitchers, 77, 78, but the flip side of that coin, when you get a legend like Larry Bird, who plays 20 years for the Celtics, can you really imagine somebody else wearing number 33? Or, I mean, I feel like there should be some criteria, like a guy who plays his whole career with one team like Chipper Jones. That number should be retired. He's a legend. Derek Jeter, same thing. So, I mean, I just feel like it's a special part of teams' histories and historical franchises.
That's why they make Team Hall of Fame, though. Like, you put them in the Team Hall of Fame.
But see, I think Shime agrees if they're a legend.
No, you have to be beyond special. You have to either be, like, a cut above literally everybody else. You have to have the goatest of all goats to be retired number or have some sort of major historical
But in your
impact.
Mind, then that's only Brady. Because if you're not putting Lawrence Taylor in that category, if he's not the goat of goats beyond special, who else are you putting in there other than Brady?
Gretzky?
Okay.
He played for so many teams that it's tough because not every team he played for is going to retire.
Okay, but you wouldn't put Sidney Crosby.
No. Retire numbers. I'm not retiring numbers for guys like that. No.
Shime. You wouldn't.
He's doing it. This is a bit. It has to
this
be.
Not
you,
a bit.
You enjoy being a hater.
So
that's what it is.
That's why they make Team Hall of Fame.
So
guys.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, when Sidney Crosby retires.
Give him his own room at the Team Hall of Fame, Wiggy.
So you don't think Sidney Crosby is in the NHL compared to what Brady was in the NFL? Like,
no, Tom Brady is way above everybody else.
Wow.
It's like Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, that's it. End of list.
This is like when you didn't have Joe Montana in your top 25 quarterbacks or whatever the number was.
I think it was top five. But, yeah, you can keep making it
bigger. Yeah, but at least you can. All right. You can maybe somebody could. There'll be a couple people that will jump on your side to make the argument about Montana. But there's no person alive, dead, or alien life form who's going to say that Lawrence Taylor and Sidney Crosby.
I did it. I am a living life form.
Retired. Right, but you're not going to find anybody else that agrees with you.
That's fine. I don't care if anybody agrees with me. I'm not trying to make a point to have people agree with me. I'm making a point because it's what I believe.
I mean, I say some dopish things and some moronic things.
Yeah, you do.
But this here is this should be retired. For the dumbest and dopiest thing ever said.
Think what you want.
Speaking of Pennsylvania hockey, Gavin McKenna is going to be paid $700,000 to play for Penn State.
Wow. That's nothing.
I know, like, if he was
college basketball.
But it's crazy when you think, because you were saying he's going to be the Sidney Crosby of the future.
He's like a generational. That word is sometimes overused, but he is a generational player.
That sucks. If you're
size, speed, skill, like Connor Bedard's cousin.
Right.
Like, And so
just look at the disparity, because look at the generational player in college basketball and Cooper Flagg, what he made.
Or versus, football.
Yeah, or football versus the $7 generational million player. And
here is the great Maria from Watertown. Hey, Maria.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope the summer's going well.
Yes.
Shine, I love you. I enjoy listening to you. But with all due respect, your take right now, you are a dope.
That's fine. You believe what you want. I think it's silly to retire numbers. I think
Sidney
it's silly.
Crosby altered, single-handedly altered the direction of the Pittsburgh Penguins franchise.
That's great. Give him
that
his own room at the
alone,
Hall of Fame.
No. He gets his number in the rafters. I do agree that in some instances, some of the criteria has been a little bit watered down, and there are too many numbers that go up. You've got the same issue potentially happening at some point with the Boston Bruins when it comes down to conversations about, you know, maybe David Krejci and Tuukka Rask. No-brainer with Chara and Bergeron. Those numbers should go up in the rafters. But honestly, Scheim, you are very legitimate with your sports takes most often, very often. But in this instance, my friend, you are totally off the rails. So that's
fine.
All I
Patrice Bergeron
to
and Zdeno Chara shouldn't have their numbers retired. Oh. Like, it's that simple. Oh, like, it's God. Like there is, please. I think there is,
we need to put out
the
bat signal for two people. TC and Al from Everett, because
care.
We know how much Al loves the Giants and Bill Parcells, yeah. And we know how much TC loves the Penguins, so we can listen to them just completely eviscerate Scheim on the
Ooh, another good word.
Another good word.
You like that word?
Okay,
yeah.
Good job, Wicks.
I mean, come on,
Scheim. It should be reserved for very special people. That's it.
How much more special do you get from LT and Sidney Crosby? I mean, like, I feel like there's no other level to go.
I mean, there is. There's higher levels. There have been better players
you
in
can't
the NFL.
Name. That's why I said
or
you,
in hockey.
So, okay, name me a player in the NFL or in hockey that deserves their number retired from their team more than Crosby and Longstreet.
I literally have. Tom Brady.
Other than Brady.
Said, Jerry Rice.
Okay.
Okay.
But he's not.
So now I've named you two. You asked for what I've given you two.
Jerry Rice.
Name a defensive player.
Jerry Rice and Lawrence Taylor are on the same level.
I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
I think Jerry Rice is on a different platform.
Man, I thought.
That's fine. Hey, man. Like I said, believe what you want. That's fine. I have my opinion. I'm clearly wrong because teams do it all across the country, and that's fine.
But he's
I just
best.
Think it should be small.
He should be
reserved.
He's the best to ever play his position.
He
arguably,
might be the,
yeah.
He might be the best defensive player
some, in the league ever.
Right.
Some people would throw out Reggie White.
No, I would think that you would get.
Some people would.
But The majority would go LT over Reggie White. And I think Reggie White was unbelievable. But there are people that believe LT is not only the greatest defensive player, but some people argue he's the greatest football player.
Okay. Yeah, you can argue
but
that.
But you're like, yeah, he's not in that world. He's not even on Jerry Rice's level.
Nope. Different level.
Wow.
All right.
So.
We are going to get the Hill Notes coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take another against the Rockies. 10-2 was the final at Fenway last night. Trevor Story had a 3-run homer to help in the win, while Jarren Duran had the longest homer in Fenway so far this season. A 456-footer. Anti-jinx from Wiggs yesterday as Brian Baio pitched a complete game, giving up only 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 10.
Yeah, don't let him get hot.
No, do we go back to calling him Baby Pedro?
Maybe not yet.
Okay.
string a couple more together, keep dealing, and maybe.
Okay. The Sox will try to sweep the Rockies tonight, 7-10. First pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. Subaru of NewEngland.com. Subaru summer is finally here. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy with 2.9% financing for up to 48 months or lease for just $285 per month. Details at Subaru of NewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We have your whole notes coming up next.